Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
Rodgers going for it all, looking to bring it open. He's got it! Lazard! Gonna go! Touchdown!
Rodgers snaps it quick, scrambles to his right, pumps and runs, and Rodgers is inside the pylon!
Allen has time. Intercepted! Gardner's got it. Breaking away. Garrett Wilson. Wilson, a big play downfield. Allen tripped up. He could not get past Jermaine Johnson. Oh, look at the speed of Breece Hall. He's done it again. Breece Lightning. 62 yards for the touchdown.
And he's sacked again by Quinnen Williams. What a beast. Number 95 for the Jets.
Listen, thank you.
This is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it's time to talk about the OTA that went down at Florham Park today. And so, to recap everything, our man on the scene from NJ.com, Mr. Andy Vasquez. Andy, what's up, brother?
What's up, Scott? How you doing, man?
I'm good. You must have been happy. You got great weather today. Couldn't have asked for anything better.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, it's, I mean, literally looking around, there's not a cloud in the sky, so not bad at all.
Let's go through everything that went down at practice and who spoke before and after. And we'll start with the biggest story, of course, which is Aaron Rodgers didn't practice again. What's going on with him?
Yeah. So before practice, we talked to Saleh, Robert Saleh, and he said that Rodgers is, quote, fine. This is obviously Saleh's first time since last Tuesday speaking, when we saw Rodgers kind of limp off the field during that pre-practice conditioning segment. So, you know, he, like I said last week, he stood on the field the whole time. If he was seriously hurt, he wouldn't have done that. Saleh said that basically he's going to be limited today on Wednesday in practice, and then that the hope was that he'd practice fully by Friday, at the very worst by next week, and be back for mini camp. So, at the beginning of practice, we saw Rodgers on the workout bike, kind of slowly walked out there, and then he started throwing in front of us. It was pretty casual, you know, 30-yard throws off of one leg, basically, without stepping into it. Still perfect. And then at one point, he launched, you know, backed up and took like a little baby, some little baby steps, and was throwing 50-yard, you know, from the 50 to the goal line. And then the guy who was catching the passes backed up to the back of the end zone, and without a problem, he's throwing it 60 basically off of one leg. So I think he's okay. It's also just crazy to see that level of arm talent at a Jets practice in a Jets uniform, because, you know, this is my 8th year covering the team and I've never seen that before. So yes, he's Aaron Rodgers' arm is fine. He even did some, I think, you know, passes near the goal line in some of the individual drills. So he, not a, like Saleh said, a limited participant. He's going to be fine. Should be back to full by next week. And Saleh also said that they kind of got a, the conditioning staff is going to have to improve a little bit in terms of, you know, making sure that everybody's ready for some of these exercises they were doing, in the middle or at the beginning of practice. You know, we saw Rodgers with a medicine ball around the time he got hurt, and Rodgers said he hasn't really done that stuff before. So, I mean, I wouldn't say it's like a serious issue or anything. It's not like they've had a spate of injuries or spate of injuries in warmups, but something to pay attention to, I guess, moving forward. So, yeah, but Aaron Rodgers looks fine. He was also very involved in terms of watching the reps and the drills and giving feedback in the moment to Zach Wilson and several other guys. So fully engaged Aaron Rodgers out there today for the second open OTA practice, even though he wasn't a full participant.
Andy, you say you've never seen that level of arm talent at a Jets practice before in the 8 years that you've covered the team. But you covered the team when Christian Hackenberg was here, so I don't know how truthful you're being right now.
This is mean. I don't want to be mean to the kid. I mean, he had a rough enough go as it was, but yeah, you had to be on your toes when you're on the sideline. That's all I'll say.
Zach Wilson's not quite as erratic as that, as you just described Christian Hackenberg, but still, everybody was happy with the performance from last time. We all had to bear in mind it was OTAs. This time sounds like he wasn't as good. Nick Baudin got a lot of run today, though, as did Jeremy Ruckert, who continues to get some positive reviews. And Garrett Wilson was being Garrett Wilson out there, making great plays all over the place. That's to be expected.
Yeah, with Garrett Wilson, I mean, I'll be honest with you, wasn't as close of an observer today of the practice as maybe I was last week, because, you know, you're getting to see live faction for the first time in a long time. So I was more kind of like focused on, you know, who's out there talking to each other, that sort of stuff. But you look over and you see Garrett Wilson making plays just about every other plays on the field, and including a nice diving / falling to the ground catch and getting open a lot and making, you know, I from what I could see, and I didn't track Zach Wilson today, I you know, it seemed like he was a little bit more erratic. I saw some incompletions that were you know, way off target, and some balls that were in the area of guys, but not quite as precise as last week. So, and you saw Garrett Wilson making some nice catches. Yes, Nick Baudin was heavily involved, and made some nice plays, and Jeremy Ruckert also getting a chance to really make his first impression during an offseason, because he was hurt last year, didn't do any of this. I don't think he even got on the field until very late in training camp, if he got on the field at all. So this is really kind of like a rookie year for him. And, you know, it's important for him to kind of, you know, play himself into shape here and see what he can do.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Andy, before practice, we heard from Robert Saleh, and among the things he said, he basically told everybody that the Jets will not be pursuing DeAndre Hopkins. He said that the Jets are very happy with the group that they have now at wide receiver, which if you believe that, I've got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you, because if they were truly happy with the wide receiver group, they would not have gone after Odell Beckham Jr. before he ended up signing with the Baltimore Ravens. I don't know if Saleh said this because he thinks the team isn't going to get Hopkins. I don't know if he said it because the team legitimately isn't interested in Hopkins at whatever the price point is they expect him to be asking for. There are a variety of things that could be in play here, but obviously his explanation in terms of why they wouldn't be going after DeAndre Hopkins does not pass the sniff test here.
Yeah, but the idea that they're happy, I mean, I'm sure they are happy with the receiver room, but I mean, if you have a chance to add that guy, and obviously they went after Odell, and I think a lot of what you just said is correct. Like, if Odell was a different situation where Rodgers wanted him to be here, he wanted the chance to play with Rodgers, that created an opportunity that may not have been there before. I, you know, when you look at Hopkins and you see him start talking about, you know, quarterbacks he wants to play for and teams he wants to play for, and like how kind of his facial reaction when he was asked about the Jets a couple months ago, and then last week when he mentions a bunch of quarterbacks and leads with Josh Allen and doesn't mention Aaron Rodgers, and then you start to think about, like, a team like Buffalo, it's even going to be hard for them to get him in under the cap, and it would be, you know, probably just as hard for the Jets, although they do have more wiggle room than people think, and they could have offered Odell not what the Ravens did, but probably somewhere pretty close to that. So I think if you put all that together, you know, Saleh sees the writing on the wall like most of us do, and it's not likely, but that doesn't mean the Jets shouldn't be trying to get him, or that what Saleh is saying is necessarily 100% true. If for anything else, they should be trying to get him in order to make it harder for the Bills to, or for them to drive up the price that the Bills pay for him.
Andy, let's talk a little bit more about what else Robert Saleh said before practice. You mentioned his comments on Aaron Rodgers. Anything else worth talking about?
Yeah, I mean, it stood out to me when he was talking about Dwayne Brown, and I don't want to, I'll just paraphrase here. Basically, he was saying Dwayne Brown knows that nothing's being handed to him in terms of position, even though he's played left tackle every single snap he's played in the NFL over a long career at 37 years old. And I think that was a not so subtle message to the other tackle on the roster who hasn't played a full game since 2020 and is basically demanding to play left tackle. And, I like Mekhi Becton, and I hope he comes back strong, but it is kind of ridiculous when you haven't played a game and a full game in 3 years to kind of be dictating your position. Let's just play a game. And I think I was not so subtle. I mean, people can say it just was what it was, but no, I mean, I think there's a point behind those words, and you know, trying to think of what else Saleh mentioned today, but I mean, it's just more Aaron Rodgers stuff and you know, how the Jets don't expect this thing to be an issue in for him to be fully healthy. I mean, that was kind of the theme today. And obviously with Hopkins. And then the other thing was with Breece Hall. Saleh said that Breece Hall is really progressing nicely, and the expectation is for him to be back week one, which is the first time they've said that. Now, again, I'd caution Jets fans. It doesn't mean he's going to have a full workload week one. It doesn't mean he's going to have a full workload probably during training camp. He's not on the field yet during OTAs. He hasn't been at all. So I think they're going to be taking it cautious with him. But obviously his rehab is going well. But remember, he's going to be 10 months after tearing his ACL, or you know, 10 and a half months when we get to mid-September when the Jets play their first game. We're not going to see Breece Hall, you know, getting 20 carries a game at that point. But the fact that he is going to be back and everything is turning that way, and it's going so well, that the Jets are confident enough to say right now that he's on track to return week one, is a promising sign.
Andy, Robert Saleh was not the only Jets coach that you guys spoke to today. You also heard from Jeff Ulbrich and Brant Boyer. Jeff Ulbrich, of course, the defensive coordinator, and Brant Boyer, the special teams coordinator. Anything interesting coming from those two?
Yeah, I mean, we'll start with Brant, and he, like all the other special teams coaches in the league, he doesn't like the new kickoff rule, but he also admitted it's going to be very interesting in terms of strategy. You know, he said he doesn't want the NFL to eliminate the kickoff, and he hopes they don't. But said, yeah, it's going to be interesting, like how teams do this with strategy and, you know, making sure guys are up on their fundamentals in terms of, you know, knowing how to play these fair catch balls. And then he said something interesting that there'll be a lot of balls on the ground. And in the moment I was thinking, like, you mean like guys are going to be dropping fair catches, but I think he's talking about squib kicks. And I think that is going to be an interesting, like, kind of way around the rule, and, you know, it could change things. So very interesting from him. And, you know, he said the Jets haven't really started working on it yet, but, you know, that's something more for training camp. And then he also was asked about kind of like who's going to be the returner. And he said there's a lot of guys in play, and confirmed that one of them is their new speedster, Mecole Hardman. So obviously he's had some success on special teams before, and everybody knows how fast he is. So that's something interesting to watch moving forward. And then with Jeff Ulbrich, he was asked about a lot of stuff. The interesting stuff that stood out to me was talking about last year and if they can be as good as the defense that made the jump from, you know, the worst defense to top five in the league. You know, he says it depends on a lot of factors and a lot of guys playing at the same level. Talked about how Chuck Clark is going to raise the level in the secondary, and how he expects a really interesting competition at safety. So I would read into that, you know, nothing is set for Jordan Whitehead, and that, you know, given his contract situation, that also kind of makes things a little interesting. If the Jets need to cut some salary, they can clear some space with him, and I wouldn't necessarily rule that out at some point moving forward. And the other thing, and that's me talking, not him, I'm just saying the fact that he openly acknowledged that, you know, I don't think the Jets, he didn't openly acknowledge this part, but I'm saying I don't think the Jets traded for Chuck Clark, you know, to have him sit on the bench. Mm-hmm. And Ulbrich openly acknowledges there's going to be a competition at safety. So you know, you tell me what that means. It means Jordan Whitehead's job is on the line. So I just think that's interesting moving forward. The other thing he said that I thought was interesting was about Sauce Gardner and everything that goes into what he's done. And I'm not talking about on the field stuff, but like when you have a year that Sauce Gardner just had, and you have that kind of year, everything changes in terms of the noise and the expectations and the fame and the hype and all these extracurricular factors. And he said he's seen guys who it's kind of destroyed before or has changed them. They let up and they're like, hey, I got it now. I got to figure it out. He said he hasn't seen any of that from Sauce. And you know, he doesn't know if he's going to have a great second year, but the fact that he's still so locked in and engaged is an encouraging sign. And then finally, the other thing from Ulbrich, who's always a great talker, is he actually played against Aaron Rodgers back in the day and obviously coached against him a bunch of times, played against him once. And he said, you know, adding a guy like Rodgers is going to make their defense a lot sharper because he can kind of find the snakes in the grass, is the way you put it, in a game plan. Just because, and he said nothing against the other guys, but like that they've had at quarterback, but like he just knows so much that he can kind of sniff out stuff in a game plan or from the scout team when they're running this stuff, so that they're going to be better prepared on Sundays or Mondays this year, or Thursdays, or even Friday, because they're playing at all sorts of times this year. But yeah, I thought that was interesting. And he also said, you know, he's been around of a lot of superstars, and a lot of these guys are standoffish, that Rodgers has been, you know, very accessible and has been going to the defense and saying, like, here, let's collaborate on this, and let's talk, and let me help you with this. So, I mean, obviously, if it was the other way, we wouldn't hear anything about it. So it's you know, don't read too much into that. But it just, like, I also do think that Rodgers is making an impression here. And obviously, you know, we've heard a lot about Rodgers' grievances in Green Bay, and there's not, he doesn't have the same grievances here. He's completely fresh, completely bought in. And I think you're seeing that in a big way. And also it's May. So last day of May, but like, let's see when the Jets hit some adversity, what it looks like. But obviously right now the honeymoon is in full effect for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets.
If Aaron Rodgers is going to be successful in 2023, a lot of it will come down to whether or not the offensive line can protect him competently. And one of the key pieces on that offensive line is Dwayne Brown, who's coming back after shoulder surgery. He spoke after practice today. What did he have to say?
Yeah, a couple of interesting things. First of all, Dwayne said that he was not considering retirement. He knew he wanted to come back, and that was before he knew about Aaron Rodgers. he said, you know, he played last season on a torn rotator cuff all 12 games. He said he doesn't know of anybody else ever doing that before, not for that long. He said it greatly affected his play and that he was just trying to basically figure out how to, you know, play and be effective while not at 100%. And he said he was at far less than 100%. And he still wants to play because, A, you know, he knows that he still has a lot to give. And like, being healthy, he thinks he especially has a lot to give, even at age 37. And then, B, he's done pretty much everything in his career except for, and to quote him, "I want to win." And so even before Aaron Rodgers, you know, had been traded to the Jets, Duane Brown believes that the Jets were capable of winning. And now, I mean, when you ask, like, what it meant to him about Rodgers, he started laughing. So, you know, you can see, obviously, this means a whole lot in the locker room. And he said having a guy like that helps in so many different ways. You know, and it actually brings me back to one other really interesting thing that Jeff Ulbrich said, which was that, you know, having Aaron Rodgers in this locker room is going to not just help a lot of these young players right now, but it's going to shape how they approach the rest of their careers because they had this experience with this guy and got to see how he, you know, maximizes his time and, you know, work.
Andy, last but certainly not least, we heard from the Jets' newest wide receiver, Randall Cobb, who, of course, has been with Aaron Rodgers for quite a while. Took a little bit of a break to leave Green Bay for a bit, but then came back and then now has followed Rodgers here to the New York Jets. What did we hear from Randall Cobb?
Yeah, he said, obviously, that Rodgers was a big factor in coming to the Jets, but also said it wasn't the only factor and that his wife is from nearby. I'm not remembering the town right now, but from about 30 minutes away, and that obviously, also his history with Nathaniel Hackett. He said that was huge, and I mean, it sounded like that and Rodgers were the two biggest reasons, and they were pretty close to equal. So, and obviously, you know, the Jets are in a position where, you know, they can be a good team, and I'm sure that contributed to it as well. He just talked about a lot about his relationship with Rodgers, and they have a very good relationship, a very close relationship. I think he said Rodgers is the godfather of one of his children. So, and, you know, has flown in, especially for like a 3-year-old's, you know, birthday party. And, you know, so he obviously has seen a very, you know, generous side of Rodgers, and they have a very special bond. And he agreed with what Rodgers said last week, which is that he thinks he still has a lot to give. And he knows he's not in the prime of his career and he knows he's not going to play all the snaps, but, he thinks that for the 50% or a little bit less than 50% he's out in the field, that he can be very efficient. And, I mean, the more you start looking at this signing, I know people were kind of critical about the Jets adding him, but, like, he's better than what they had last year in the slot, and they're not going to ask him to play as big of a role. I mean, it's not going to – you know, Garrett Wilson's going to obviously be getting reps in the slot. He's going to be getting reps in the slot. I think this is going to work much better, and this is a much better use of the Jets' money. I mean, I've been pretty clear how I felt about Berrios from you know, before they even re-signed him. So nobody should be surprised by that. But, yeah, I think he's going to, you know, end up being a pretty important signing for the Jets, especially just because he's got so much familiarity with Rodgers in the red zone. And I think that's going to be very useful for the Jets. The other thing I asked about Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner, and just, you know, here's a guy who's been in the league forever, and these two guys made all that noise last year. And he said, you know, yeah, both those guys, you can tell they're special. And then he especially went into Garrett, like, and saying how this is a huge opportunity this year for him to show what he's capable of. And he already showed a lot last year. He already set the bar. Now he's going to be playing on primetime. He's obviously going to be playing with Aaron Rodgers. And he thinks, you know, he's got something special the way he runs routes. And he thinks that you know, he has a special future. So, I mean, I think Jets fans who watched last year already know that, but it certainly is reassuring to hear it from a guy who knows a thing or two about having success in this league and to get that perspective on him.
Andy, I have to agree with you on Randall Cobb. I thought the signing was fine. The Jets didn't pay him much at all, And he's a guy that Rodgers is clearly very comfortable with. He's an upgrade over either Braxton Berrios or especially Jeff Smith at wide receiver. And for the amount of money that he was paid and for the level of familiarity he has both with Rodgers and the Nathaniel Hackett offense, made plenty of sense to me. I don't know why anybody would care one way or another. It's not like they went out and paid him a ton of money or traded a bunch of draft picks. It's a very low-cost investment for a guy that the quarterback and the offensive coordinator clearly have a lot of confidence in and are comfortable with, so I think it was perfectly fine. Andy Vasquez, covering the Jets for NJ.com. Thanks so much for coming on and breaking down today's OTA with me. Really appreciate it. For those that want to check out your work, follow you on social media, talk about how they can find you in social media, and also, of course, you've got a lot coming up because things are starting to heat up now. We've got some more OTAs coming, mandatory minicamp, and then training camp is right around the corner.
Yeah. You can follow me on Andy_Vasquez at Twitter, and then by Andy Vasquez on Instagram. I think I mentioned a couple of features I have coming up. I had to put them on hold just because of some technical difficulties and reaching people, but I'm still working on features on a couple of the rookies. Have full coverage of the mini camp practice. Delve into the Breece Hall situation a little bit. Also going to kind of do more on Rodgers. Obviously, a lot of Rodgers all the time, and what he's bringing to this team, both for now and the future. I thought that was really interesting what Jeff Ulbrich said about how Aaron Rodgers is going to help the young guys on his team for years to come. So yeah, check it all out at NJ.com. And again, Andy_Vasquez at Twitter and by Andy Vasquez on Instagram.
Make sure you follow Andy on social media, read his work over at NJ.com, and check out everything we've got going on over at PlayLikeAJet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. The Thunder from Down Under, Luke Grant, has some awesome All-22 breakdowns, including one of Randall Cobb, who we just talked about, and why Cobb actually was a pretty decent signing for the Jets, especially at the price point. So watch our videos, subscribe if you haven't already, YouTube.com/PlayLikeAJet. Visit our store, teepublic.com, that's TEEpublic.com. We've got the John Franklin Myers, Quinn and Williams, bless you, thank you shirt, the Play Like a Jet logo shirt, caps, mugs, hoodies, it's all there, teepublic.com, that's teepublic.com, and be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and playlikeajet.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.